dating experts agree that using a coupon for a two-for-one on a first date is a surefire romance killer. Those of you heading out on a first date, don't bring the two-for-one coupon. Dating expert Lori Graff says if you use a coupon early on, you send a message about your finances. Love advice expert David Coleman, who calls himself the dating doctor, says a twofer is a bad move on a first date. Save that for later on. Yeah. It's too bad, too, because if you had a two-for-one to a nice joint and you were going on a date, a first date with somebody, and you could take her to a nice place because of the coupon, you'd think that'd be a swell deal for her, but nope. The two-for-one coupon is to be saved for later on. Just a little bit of advice. Some do's and don'ts here coming from the old broadcast. I have other do's and don'ts on a first date for you. Don't make them walk alongside your car while you drive to your location. Do not make your date walk outside the car on the sidewalk while you drive. Okay. Other do's and don'ts with a first date. Don't tell them their hair is serial killerish. Don't say your hair looks serial killerish tonight. Don't put your arm around your date and say just checking how fat you are. Don't ask them if you can use their shirt tail for a hanky. Don't take them to a bowling alley and say you don't have enough to actually bowl, but it's sometimes fun just watching the pin setters. Don't tell them you'll pick them up at 8, but that you'll be down the block a ways behind some shrubs. Don't take them to Lover's Lane and say you just like to watch. And finally, don't strike, smack, shove, or push them around on the first date. Some do's and don'ts coming to you courtesy of the broadcast.